This week, to mark the shloshim of Rabbi Dr. Norman Lamb, I wanted to share with you a radical insight that he had into a famous episode in this week's Parsha. In a drasha from 1972, Rabbi Lamb sought to explain what exactly Moshe did wrong at Mei Merivah. What was it that elicited such a severe punishment from Hashem? To not be allowed to enter Eretz Yisrael? To be condemned to spend eternity in exile, buried alone in the wilderness. We know that Rashi writes that what Moshe did wrong was to hit the rock instead of speaking to it. The Rambam argues and says that it was Moshe's anger that was the problem. And the Ramban offers a different option, suggesting that Moshe's sin lay in his declaration that he, rather than Hashem, would be the one to bring forth water from the rock. In eloquent prose, Rabbi Lamb offers a different take on the episode. He argues, and I quote, that the misdeed of Moshe and Aaron was that of weakness. The first reaction of Moshe and Aaron when they heard the rebellious plaints of Bnei Yisrael was not an immediate response of challenge, but of fear and retreat. Moshe and Aaron retreat from before the congregation to the entrance of the Ohel Moed, and there they fall on their faces. When they should have stood up, they fall back. When they should have asserted themselves, when they should have asserted their authority, they demur. And this happens again when they come to the rock. Faced with the challenges of Bnei Yisrael, Moshe and Aaron initially assert themselves, declaring, "Listen here, rebels." But once again, they keep themselves back. They restrain their response. Psychologists believe that inhibited aggression is usually directed against the self or against inanimate objects. If I am angry at someone and secretly wish to harm them, I will stamp my foot or slap my thigh. What was Moshe doing when he hit the rock? Rabbi Lamb asserts that he was demonstrating inhibited aggression, expressing misplaced hostility, taking his feelings that he felt towards Bnei Yisrael and redirecting them towards the rock. Why was this wrong? What should he have done instead? Rabbi Lamb argues that Moshe's sin lay in wielding the stick on an innocent rock rather than on the heads of the ungrateful and recalcitrant people who, after 38 years of taking care of them, were still whining, still complaining, still being chutzpahdik. Moshe, Rabbi Lamb argues, should not have fled, should not have feared, should not have conceded, should not have compromised, should not have taken it out hysterically on a rock. Rather, he should have encountered Bnei Yisrael with force and indignation, should have exerted his authority, should have used the staff to give them the posh that they deserved. This, Rabbi Lamb writes, is why Moshe was punished so severely, to demonstrate that although leaders must be loving, must be caring, must be compassionate, sometimes weakness, compromise, shying away can in a leader be a fatal flaw. Leadership is not meant for weaklings. A leader must often act against the masses. A leader, Rabbi Lamb writes, need not be a consensus president. Rather, he must be at the head of his people, and sometimes he must demand of them, reproach them, and rebuke them. In other words, the voice of the people equaling the voice of God is not a Jewish ideal. Rabbi Lamb gave this drasha at a time when many of his colleagues were groveling before their congregants, bending, changing, transforming halacha to curry their congregants' favor, to remain popular and people-pleasers. He railed against these so-called rabbis, arguing that if they were truly leaders, they would have raised their staff over the heads of their congregations and brought it down in a sharp line, saying no to their demands. Once again, Rabosai, we find in our time certain rabbis at the fringe of our community with only one answer to all problems. Everything is permitted. It would be wise for those leaders to take heed of the lesson of our parsha, to take note of the importance in matters of principle of standing like a rock, to emulate the leadership style of Rabbi Lamb, a man who through it all stood firm and faithful, a loyal servant of Hashem, a paradigm of true success and leadership. Yehi Zichrono Baruch. Have a good Shabbos.